Blog Talk Radio.
I want y'all to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
I am grateful for the things
that you have done. Look at them and tell them, yes, I'm grateful. The victory that we've won. Tell them I could go on and on.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful.
Praise you, Lord.
Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
good day. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some lonely nights. But when I look around, and I think things over, you know what? All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Can I say that one more time? I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some sleepless nights. But when I look around, yeah, I think things over. All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord. Lord, why so much pain? But he knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. God has been so good to me. Have you been good? He's been good to me. More than this whole world, you could ever be. He's been so good. Tell me. You know what he did? He dried all of my tears away. Turn my midnight in today. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. You might be sick, body racking with pain, but thank you, Lord. The bills are due, don't know where the money coming from. But thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I won't. Yeah. I won't complain. God. 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 God has been so good to me. good to me. More than this whole world, all you could ever be. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. So good. So good. So good. So good. Tell me, me. Yeah. And dry all of my tears away. He ever stop you from crying? Shine my midnight in today. So I just say thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can you tell us thank you, Lord? Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It dries. 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 Every one of my tears away. Midnight in today. So instead of complaining, I learned how to lift them hands, look up toward heaven, and say, thank you, Lord. Tell him, thank you, Lord. 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 I won't complain. I won't complain. I know it's time to go home, but I won't complain. I used to, but I won't. I could, but I won't. 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 Can you say yes? Say yes. Say yes. 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 Yes.
Get so home to praise.
Some of y'all been complaining. Some of y'all been mumbling. Some of y'all been grumbling. But you ought to thank God for bringing you this far. You ought to thank God for bringing you from a mighty long way. And you're all right. And you're all right. You ought to stand on your feet and praise the Lord. Thank you.
Take it off speaker. There you go. There you go. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. First, give honor to God, who's the head of our life. Welcome, welcome, welcome to our gospel connection, where your host is Apostle Elick D.L. Douglas Sr. and myself, Pastor Elick Ashima Douglas. It is Freestyle Friday, and we have a guest on today. Melva Morris will be coming on. The scripture for this morning is 1 Peter 3 and 8. Excuse me. Live in harmony with one another. Be sympathetic. Love as brothers and compassionate and humble. 1 Peter 3 and 8, live in harmony with one another. Be sympathetic. Love as brothers. Be compassionate and humble. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer, we are here.
Amen, amen. Good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am Apostle Elect Daniel Douglas. We're here to encourage, inspire, stretch you through the Word of God. It's what we do on a day-to-day basis, and we're just excited that you guys will join in and tune in with us on this morning, as always. Listen, guys, You know how we do it here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Before we get started, let's go into effectual, fervent prayer. We've already had our scripture for this morning. Let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this great day. We thank you for this opportunity to come before you in the presence of these, your people. Father, just to give your name praise, glory, honor, and dominion. Father, we pray, God, that if there is anything that we've done, said, God, it all reacted to, God, that was not pleasing in thy sight. Father, we come asking for forgiveness, God. We ask that you would create in us a clean heart and a right spirit, God. We want to be pleasing in your eyesight on this morning. God, we pray that you would just remove every blemish and every spot, God, that would let the enemy think that he has conquered our life and conquered our walk with you, Father God. We ask that we would just be renewed right before the enemy's eyes, God. God, and restored back unto you in perfection, God. God, as you look upon us, God, we ask you to cover us in your blood, God, and ask us to wash us again, wash our hearts and our minds on this morning, God. Renew us, God. God, that we'll be able to stand before these, your people. Lord God, that we are standing before right now, God, and they're standing before others right now. God, that they let them know that, God, no matter what they've been through, the storms that they experienced, God, God does not make them who they are. God, we thank you in advance, God. God, for restoration, strength, and power on this morning. God, we pray for those that are under the sound of our voice, God, that they will be strengthened for coming, increased for coming, God. God, wisdom and power, God, given unto them, God, God, as they go into this walk in life. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus is our prayer. And the body of Christ said, amen. Thank you guys again, as always. We want to make sure also that we acknowledge all those great countries that are listening in. We thank you all for the missionaries and the apostles and pastors that have gone and put their hand to the plow to do the work of the Lord, and they have not taken down. Amen. They have not taken down. We thank you that you are consistently and constantly doing the work and that you have not gotten weary in well-doing. And if you have, we want to pray. We're going to pray that your strength fail you not, your faith fail you not, your abilities fail you not, your stand fail you not, that you will continue in this great fight and that you will continue in this great journey and know that God is going to restore you. He's going to empower you. He's going to strengthen you. And he's going to give you the ability to keep on going regardless of what you may be experiencing out on the missionary field. Amen? Amen. Listen, we thank you guys so much again. As always, we want to make sure we acknowledge you, make sure you let the people know that you guys are listening in. We have the United States. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana. We have Zimbabwe. We have Nigeria. We have Kenya, South Africa. We have Jamaica. We have Russia. We have Germany. We have Bulgaria. We have China. We have Hong Kong. We have Mexico. We have Israel. And we have the United Kingdom. Thank you guys so very much. We love you. We love you. We love you. And we ask that you guys continue to support. Call in and be a part of today's broadcast. And that number, you could do so by calling at this number right here. And that number is 563-999-3628. That number again is 563-999-3628. Press 1. And as you press the 1, that would acknowledge that you want prayer or you just want to ask a question, or maybe you just want to tell us how the broadcast has blessed you. Either way, we will be glad to hear your comments and hear your voice on this morning as you tune in and be a part of today's broadcast. Now, guys, don't forget to stand by and be a part of the entrepreneur that's going to be coming on here real shortly. Those of you all that have businesses, we're going to kind of pick into the mind of the woman of God and see what it is that makes her so passionate about what she does as an entrepreneur. And maybe this will be the thing. This will be the spark. Maybe this is what God had you waiting on. You know, we'd be looking for things. Maybe this is what God had you waiting on so you can get that business started, so you can get all that stuff, good stuff running, okay? So listen, tune in and stay with us. We'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And always, as always, share and like, share and like, share and like, and like, and share. Amen.
Put those hands together all across the building tonight. Let the devil know that you're encouraged. Let him know that you're encouraged. Let him know. Hallelujah. I don't know about you tonight, but somebody may be crying, but I come to let you know that God can make it all right.
It's impossible to see, but God is gonna work it out if you just believe. Remember this one thing while you're going through. If God delivered Daniel, guess what? He'll do the same for you, 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 you. The test of your faith. So stand strong and dry your weeping eyes. Cause joy comes in the morning and everything is gonna be alright.
Just like a medicine, oh, just today that you don't die.
And if it does, you can rise above.
Welcome back. We are excited and ready to hear what Minister Morris has to say about being an entrepreneur. Woman of God, are you there?
Good morning, Kingdom Blessings. Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Good morning. So tell the people, who is Minister Morris?
I am Minister Melvin Morrison. I am from the Houston, Texas area. I started my business in 2018, I was currently working for a medical assistant at the time, and I wanted so much more for myself. And I started my business, Many More Goods, which we started doing business under MMG Exclusives. But I wanted to start allowing people to gain that knowledge about starting their own business and not being afraid. And so I started doing drop shipping classes where you can start your business for $0 and you can make a profitable income. I started making an additional $2,000 a month just by drop shipping. And then God laid it on my heart to just start helping other businesses. So that's when I started running the $600 specials where you could get your DBA, you can get your EINs. I started adding things onto your business credit. I started registering you with the state, your websites, and I started doing that. And people were like, wow. And I let people know it's not about the money for me. It's about seeing our community, especially the Black community and the Christian community, grow. And then from there, I decided to start my nonprofit organization, which started off as a group here on Facebook, which was the Abigail's Prayer Intercession Group. Now it's the Abigail's Resource Group because we allow women to come in that are broken, and we try to build them up. We get them aligned with financial assistance. We align them with housing. We align them with, for those that need it, rehab or shelters. It's growing so much, and I just thank God for even instilling this into my heart. It hasn't been an easy road at all, but God is just so awesome.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. What inspired you when your business, you know, slowed down to keep pushing, or what specific thing inspired you to keep going?
A specific thing that inspired me is knowing that the God I serve is not going to allow me to lack in any area. And the reason I say that is because even in those moments where, as a business owner, there are times where we make thousands of dollars a week, and there's times when it's zero coming in. But there is a level of faith that comes with entrepreneurship that I can testify that God shows up every single time. I've never been in a place where I lacked. I went all pandemic without working last year, and God showed his faithfulness even in the midst of a pandemic. I didn't have to go on unemployment. I didn't have to get on any assistance because God was just faithful, and business had slowed down completely. But when your heart is in the right place, when everything you do, you're giving it back to God, he's going to show himself faithful. And that's what keeps me going, is knowing that this was a God-given, and what he gives, he maintains and ordains. So that what keeps me going.
Okay. How did you come up with the name of your company?
Many More Goods. When I first started off with Many More Goods, it was just a variety of things that I had my hands in. I was doing shoes. I was doing clothes. I was doing graphics. I was doing events. So my brother actually came up with that name, and he actually started his business as well. His name is Minister Martin Morrison. So he came up with the name, and I was like, I don't know. He was like, everything you have is good. Everything about what you do is good. So then when it came to MMG Exclusives, I was like, you know what? I just want to do what nobody else can do, or do it in a manner that nobody else can do it, to a level of excellence that nobody else can do it. And that's where we came up with MMG Exclusives, because at that time I started doing only ministries and charities and church events when it came to my flyers, my websites, my even for the clothing and how I started catering to clergy. So that's where that came from.
Okay. What are tips for your growing for a growing company? Give the people a few tips.
A few tips. First and foremost, I would say get guidance from God. Use the discernment, because there were moments where had I not discerned, or had God not revealed to me who I was working with and who was for me and who was against me, business could have crumbled. Number two, I would say find your niche. And the reason I say find your niche is because you will find yourself being stretched been in every area, and that's one thing I had to learn, is that I can't put my hands in everything, but what I am good at, what I've mastered, is what I've surrounded myself and built on. And just have a supportive team. It's going to take some supportive people. Your clientele is not always going to be the people that you share DNA with. It's going to be complete strangers, and I'm going to personally testify because of you and Apostle is how a lot of clientele even came to me, and I just want to thank you publicly about that, because y'all were my first ministry couple here in Houston that gave me the opportunity.
Wow.
So I personally want to thank you.
Yeah. Oh, you're so welcome. We had no idea. And Apostle and I are real big on support. And that's one of our models. We're real big on support because the Bible says iron sharpens iron. We can't continue to uplift each other and not uplift everybody, not just a certain circle of people. We're supposed to uplift who we get connected to or who come across our path, whether it's a seasonal person or a lifetime person. You're supposed to love one another and do what you can. We thank you because you helped us out with the logos, the web page. We thank you so much for taking the time out, even though we asked you 50 million questions. You didn't get annoyed with all our questions. So we thank you for that.
Yes, ma'am. Y'all have been a blessing.
Go ahead, sweetie.
Y'all have definitely been a blessing. And I remember when I first physically laid eyes on y'all, and it was at Apostle Tracy's church. And the way you just hugged me, you didn't know that I was contemplating suicide the night before. But the way that you hugged me, and the way Apostle hugged me, I knew then that this was a God-ordained relationship, and the way you just reach out to me to encourage me constantly. I thank you for constantly thinking about me. I thank you for yielding to the Spirit every time it's concerning me, how y'all openly hear from God and say, you know what, God placed this on my heart, and you always speak to me, prophetess, and I'm so grateful to have you in my life. You don't know how many days I get up and I'm like, God, I cannot handle it, and then I get that message from you and I'm like, you know what, it's gonna be all right. I thank y'all so much.
You have me in tears over here. We're just being who God called us to be, and that's all we know how to be. And thank you for saying that, because we hear that. We don't often hear that, let me say that, you know. And, again, we're not big on titles and all of that, but we just want to be pleasing to God. And that's the number one thing we want to do, is be pleasing to him. And you have been a blessing to us, like I said, with all the questions we was asking. At first, we had no idea that was you. That's just me. I'm a mother. And my heart goes out, and he sent me right on time for several people, and I thank him for that. Because if it had not been for him, I can declare I have no idea where I would be, you know. And we're honored to have you a part of our life. Just know that. And, you know, we're always phone call, text, inbox, holler, scream away if you need us. That's still staying. If you don't talk every day, it doesn't matter. If you need us, you know how to get in contact with us. The next question I want to ask you, what do you want to achieve next?
My next thing that I want to achieve next is, it doesn't even have anything to do with business. It's continuing to grow in ministry, continuing to grow, even a deeper connection with my family. My desire is to see my family completely saved, and that has been more of my focus lately, is pouring into the broken, including myself. And I've been pushing mental health lately, because I've dealt with depression, I've dealt with anxiety, I've dealt with grief, and I'm ready for that moment where I can see what I've been praying for. And it has nothing to do with business. And it's not always about business for me. It's more about what does the Father want for me. And I'm leaning more towards the ministry side of things. And God is allowing me to even start doing music again. We have an album dropping, singles that will be coming out. And even when the enemy tries to snatch that away from me, I have to hold on to what God has said to me concerning ministry and the trials that were going to come with it. But when I gave him my yes, I meant it completely. And even if I have to step away from business, even if I have to step away from jobs, whatever I want to do, I just want to be pleasing to the Father. That's my next step. It's just being pleasing in alignment with the Father.
What
Can you repeat that?
When was that moment that you had, you said, oh, my God, you did that. You did that just for me, your daughter. When did you have that moment?
The moment when I realized he did it just for me. I would say when I left my husband. I was a victim of domestic violence. And he ran me off the road. I began to lose everything. I lost my job. I lost my car. I lost my apartment. And it seemed like everything was falling apart. I came to Houston and I slept in my car for 2 days because I just was too embarrassed to face everyone else. And then when I was like, I was in my car and I was like, God, either you're going to have to take me or you're going to have to fix it because I can't stay in this sunken place much longer. And then I began to speak to him. I'm like, God, just fix this for me. Just show yourself. I'll do whatever you want me to do. And he told me, trust me. And in that moment, I started applying for jobs. And I got a job that I wasn't even qualified for. Never stepped foot in corporate America, but he works that way. A job that I was underqualified for that showed me even compassion because I let them know firsthand, look, I ain't got nowhere to go. I'm here. I'm in my car. That moment, they offered me a place to stay. They sent me up an apartment. You know, my car was going down. They gave me money. I got a car. Everything shifted in a matter of 48 hours. In a matter of 48 hours, my life changed. And ever since that moment, I said, God, because you did this for me, I'm going to do what I can do, for whatever you have me to do. And that's the path that I've been on, God. Whatever I can do, whatever you want, where you want me to go, I'll go. Whatever you want me to say, I'll say. Whatever resources I have that you need, you can have it. Because he's done great things. And it took trusting him when I had absolutely nothing to know that he can do all things.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good morning, Apostle. I'm doing well. I'm doing well.
Good. You sound victorious. I just want to let you know. You sound victorious. God, you always do this. You need to hear that this morning. You sound victorious. Where the enemy wanted to take it. God says to let you know that victory is right in the palm of your hand.
Yes, Lord.
And you're going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working this out for your good.
Yes, Lord.
You already gave your testimony. God say, pull from your testimony for this test that you're in. He said, if I could bring you out of that, surely I can bring you out of this. And it's just a test. I don't know if you remember when they used to do it back in the day, and every so often they do it now. They put that and then that voice come on. This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. That's what God wants you to understand, that this is just a test. He said, hear his voice even in this. He said, trust him in the chaos. This is what I hear for you. Trust him in the chaos. For the chaos is going to bring to you clarity.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to bring to you provision.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to bring to you strength.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the reasons for what you're in right now. God says to let you know that it does not matter what it seems like right now. He said, because after the dust clears, the people that need to be there are going to be there. Holy Ghost, don't do this to her this morning.
Oh,
the people that need to be there are going to be there. And he said, I'm first to get rid of the ones that don't need to be over here.
That's why the discernment was so heavy.
Mm-hmm.
That's why your discernment was so heavy when you connect with people that cheat on you. You'd be like, because those are the ones that were sent to destroy your name. Those are the ones that were just sent to destroy your business. Those are the ones that were sent to stop you from doing your nonprofit. I don't know who it was before, told you might need to wait. Those are the ones that were there to destroy you. That's why you have to continue to be mindful of who you connect with. It's okay. You're not supposed to fit with everybody. It's okay. I get it. Apostle and I had this discussion the other day by myself. I get it. You're not for everybody. You're for who's needing you at the specific time. That's when you step in. That's when the God in you, that's when the giant in you spiritually step up, when you see somebody going through what you went through. You can tell them, hold up, I got you. Let me pull you aside and let me tell you how God saved me.
Amen. 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 I hear this for you. It is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It's an old hymn that they used to sing. I come out the Baptist church. I come out the Baptist church and they used to sing that song. It is well with my soul. And that's what God wants me to let you know this morning. That's what the Lord said for you. It is well with your soul. Find that. Find that song today. And I just want you to let that
minister to you. That's actually my favorite song. I sing that song every morning when I'm feeling overwhelmed, when I'm feeling broken, when things aren't going the way it goes. That is my go-to song. That's actually the first song I recorded. It's the first song I recorded.
Wow. Now listen to me well. That's your ministry song for you. That's the reason why it works so. That's the reason why when you sing it, it almost feels as if the whole room just disappeared. It's just you and God. You ain't got no audience. You ain't got no people around. The musicians disappear. And it's just you and God. Because that's the song that connects you heart to heart with God, mind to mind with God. That's the reason why it ministers to you the way it ministers to you. But the Lord wanted me to let you know it is well. It is well. This you know what? This interview went off track. It did that. This broadcast here, Jesus. I don't know. This broadcast here, I don't know what it is, and it just goes off the rail. It just goes off the rail. I have never seen a broadcast like this. God Almighty. But let's try to get this thing back under control. Oh God. Okay. What are some of the myths about starting business that you found was not true?
Number one is funding. You can actually start a business out here with $0, no money at all. Another one that I found out is another myth that I found is that you have to have your LLC or DBA, which you don't. You can actually go in as an independent contractor no matter what your services are, whether you're an architect or a hairstylist, or if you have your own apparel. You can go in under a stylist that is considered a independent contractor, and you don't need to file a LLC or anything of that nature. Another thing that I've also found is collateral and credit. There's also ways around that. And of course, we have the last wave was the PPP loans. People always assumed that others were doing scams in order to receive it, when really they were considered independent contractors. We've seen hairstylists getting the money. We've seen lawyers. We've seen doctors, even preachers and pastors and nonprofits and beyond. And people always assumed that it was something being done through a scam or anything like that, when really it was just working the system. It's all about the knowledge that you gain and how you can actually not only build just a business off of your zero down, but you can also build your credit and more off of starting with literally nothing. And that's one of the things that I've really been pushing in my master classes, is how to build your business from absolutely nothing with nothing.
Let them know a little bit more about your master class. That kind of rung all out in my spirit when you said master class.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so in my master classes, I teach about drop shipping. I teach about building your own website, of how to get all of your things that you would need with the state, whether you need your resale license or your LLCs. But I also do let them know that those are not required documents when you're just starting out. The first thing people want to do is run out and get LLCs, and they don't need them because you don't even know if you're going to have a good clientele base or a successful business when you're first starting out. So those are not even items that you need. You're legally not required to have those when you first start your business, especially home-based businesses. So in my master class, I tell them about I give them a timeline of when to get these items. And I also teach about building business credit. I have some friends of mine that are master funding specialists in this industry. I've took master classes under one of the greatest credit repairers, credit restorers, funding specialists there is in the United States, that is under the age of 30, and her name is Priscilla Raquel, also known as Posh, under Posh University. I took her classes, and she's shown me how to get funding for businesses. She's shown me how to restore credit at the same time. She's shown me how to start businesses at zero down, timelines, and beyond. So in my master's class, I'm passing over the information, but I'm also gaining information that I get directly to the state, because I do have experience with working with the state as well. So also in that master class, they're going to learn about credit. They're going to learn about funding. They're going to learn about different industries where you can make six figures. I haven't reached my six figures yet, but I'm declaring and decreeing that I'm going to be more focused and driven to push for the six figures, so I can ultimately stop doing the medical field, get out of the medical field from billing and coding and nursing. But I haven't really been committed to that side of business and pushing forth business. I'm more focused on getting people started up and watching them excel. So my master class, I also teach about for those that want to work from home, that want to start an at-home call center. I have that as an industry that's booming right now, that you can get up to six figures. So I talk about that, and I just walk through the industries of where you can potentially make this amount of money, what you'll need, what you'll do, and we'll sit out together. I take time to privately, set out a plan for you. So I'll always give them at least a five-year plan that's written out. I offer business plan assistance, grant writing. So the master class really covers everything. I only do it once a year so far, but I do plan on doing another one. I want to do it before the beginning of the year, so those that have it freshly on their mind for New Year's, they'll be ready to start the process and keep their resolutions for their business.
Um, by way of the Holy Ghost, let me show you what I just saw. I saw you teaching this class. I don't know where you teach it at or how you teach it, but I see that there are, that you were sitting in a restaurant. The restaurant allowed you to sit. As long as they were buying food, that you could sit and you could do this class for them to sit with you to do it, and you charge them for coming, and they'll sit and they'll eat, and whatever your charge is, you charge them for that class. And the Lord said that's going to be one of the things that you start doing on your off day. When you got an off day, He said start setting those up. That's going to be another funnel of income for you that's going to be coming into your house for you to do that. He just said, just set up, and that's how you're going to get quicker to your six figure that you're talking about. He said, start doing that. Get you an off day and set it up and just start having them to come. And watch this here. I see people sitting in the restaurant turning, looking, and saying, can I come and listen in? Because what y'all talking about, I need to be doing. This is what I hear.
Right.
It's going to be a public place where God's going to open it up to where you literally going to have a whole audience of people where you're going to be sitting and you're going to be teaching. And these people are going to come. What do I need to do to get a part of this? And you just tell them, hey, look, this is what the class look like. This is what we're doing. This is how much that class is. And so this is what they pay. You want to come on and get in where you can fit in at? Come on in now. And what you didn't catch, we'll go over it. After this, well, I'll give you the key points of what you need to know. But we're starting the class now. If you want to come on in now, and they're going to start, you're going to literally see people just start coming, putting money in your hands to sit.
Jesus, I receive it.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Yeah, it's going to be just that simple. It's going to be just that easy. God said it's going to be so easy for you in this season because of your heart. Your heart is so sincere. You're so compassionate about what you do. It's for you, it's always been ministry first. It wasn't about the dollars. It's always been about ministry first. God said, because you put my business first, I'm going to put your business first. He said, we're going to walk in ministry side by side. Just as you walk, God said, I'm going to walk with you. He said, you're not behind time. You're not in front of time. He said, you right in time with what I'm telling you to do. He said, because this is what I'm calling the body to. I'm calling the body to walk alongside of me. I'm tired of people walking in front of folks. I'm tired of walking behind people. He said, I want you to walk side by side. He said, that's what you've been doing in this moment. He said, you found balance. You found the balance between money and ministry. You didn't find the balance. He said, because your heart, you have such a genuine heart. God says, because your heart is so genuine and you're so loving and so caring, He said, that's the reason why I can open up the windows of heaven and pull you out a blessing. He said, that's the reason why you don't struggle as hard as other people think that look at you and think that you be struggling real hard. They see, they on the outside looking at, girl, how you doing? Girl, this and that. And you looking at them like, I don't see what y'all see. They think it's one thing, but God said it's something totally different.
He also said He's going to send you an assistant that's going to be able to move when you move, going to be able to speak when you speak. So when you're doing something else, billionaire, that's what I'm seeing, that you have somebody that you can fully trust to send out to do what you need to be done when you can't go out and do, because you can't be copied. It's a lot of them trying to copy you, but you can't be copied. You can't copy an original. You see what I'm saying? When you're handpicked by God, that's why I stand on, the Bible says, when many are called, but a few are chosen. When you're chosen, no matter what somebody throws, the rocks, the knives, the shotguns, the AK-47 or AK-15, whatever they try to shoot at you, God already put the block of shield of protection over you. That's why, again, you don't connect with many people. That's why. I know you've been wondering why, because you're not meant to be there. That's why. I have to understand that for myself. You're not meant to be there. You are chosen, Melva. Do you hear what I'm saying? You are chosen specifically by God. handpicked out his garden. Handpicked, flowered, fed, watered, just for this right here. We're in 19 countries. When Apostle and I got this broadcast, we was in one. We got talked about, laughed at all the little broadcasts. They ain't got no money. All kind of things. How's she going to be a first lady? She tatted up 17 tats and still standing and still preaching and talking the word of God. So what? Everybody have a past. But today we're in 19 countries. The last one we picked up was Israel, Jerusalem. So we're not worried about what they say. It hurt it, of course, because it's always the ones close to you. But hear what I'm telling you. It's okay. Wipe your tears, hold your head up. It's okay. You have not, eyes have not seen how God is going to bless you. And he will make a table in front of your enemy. So just get ready. And that book, I hope you're finishing it. I'm done. Go ahead, Apostle.
My bad.
Amen.
Sorry, not sorry.
Amen. 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 So.
Okay, back to the show.
Amen.
Y'all have wrecked me.
we tried to figure out when we first started the broadcast. Somebody asked us, "What does your broadcast look like?" And I sit there and I froze for a second. And my wife sat there and she froze for a second. And they said, "Y'all don't know what it looked like?" Technically, no. We really don't know what this broadcast looked like, because at any point, any time, the broadcast go off rail. So I can't give you what it looked like. What I can tell you is it's Holy Ghost driven. And at any point, any time, God will walk into the room and just shut it down. You know, he already in the room, but you know how it is when we have a church and church is real good, and then all of a sudden the Lord stand up and everybody, and then everybody on the floor.
Yeah.
That's how it happens sometimes. That's how it happens. And so we start out one way. We start out with a plan. I ain't gonna say we have an agenda. We have a plan. See, this is how we planned for the show to go. And so once we got the plan for the show to go, and then all of a sudden, next thing you know, we look up. It's something totally different from what.
We got
questions wrote down. We wrote down the questions. We try to ask different questions and things of that nature. And we try to let the guests do what they do. And you know, we want y'all to express. And then the Holy Ghost show up. And you know, somebody told me, said we need to kind of like, you know, trying to reel it in. I said I've never been able to do that, because he speaks louder than I do. So, and if he while he talking, and if I'm talking while he talking,
he get aggressive.
And the word that I want to say don't come out, and that come out that he won't get to come out. So it is what it is. So I'm just the vessel. But yeah, okay. The next question. Can we proceed with the questions, Lord? Okay. The next question is, what is the most difficult part for you when it comes to business?
I would say the most difficult part was support. I'm known for always supporting, for always sowing, for always pouring into people, into ministries. Some people don't even know that I personally sponsor 3 families a year for Christmas out of my own pocket. It doesn't go to no organization. I'm not writing it off on my taxes. It's just as the Father gives me revelation who to bless. And I just remember always pouring in, always supporting the children. I love supporting the kids, supporting musicians, supporting projects, and not receiving that same support back. That was the hardest part about entrepreneurship. That was even the hardest part about ministry. But where the people I shared DNA with, or the friends, or the people that I've showed support to, where they were lacking in that support, that's when God would send people like you and Prophetess and Apostle Tracy, and surround me with this amazing network of people who would pour into my gifts and my businesses. That's support. It was the support that was the hardest part.
Wow. Tell the people about your nonprofit.
The Abigails is regarding domestic violence, or those. It started off as a group on Facebook, just a regular prayer interceding group for women who were having difficulties in their marriages or their relationships at the time, because I was in the middle of divorcing at the time, and I needed the group more than anybody, especially being dealing with domestic violence, dealing with homelessness, dealing with miscarriages. So it was intentionally to have a support group for women. And it went beyond that when people started reaching out saying, look, we need help. Can you help with funds? Do you know anybody that, you know, works with assistance, that, you know, that shelters? And it sparked from there. And it's like, you know what, I could really help these women. So the one thing that I'm working on now with the Abigails is I do want to open a group home and a drug rehab. I have watched drugs destroy the community, my community of Carbondale, Texas, and Acres Homes. So I've watched drugs destroy, and I really want to focus on building my group home and building my drug rehab. And I'm just praying that God just open those doors, because it's something that's near to me. But the Abigails, it just started off as a basic little prayer intercession group, and then it turned into helping others. It turned into helping single moms, paying bills. And I don't get any funding for this. I still haven't received any funding for the Abigails, but it's the desire. When God tells me to move, I move. When he tells me to sow, I pour. And when he tells me to help, even tells me to help, that's when I'm taken out of my pocket. I went from not paying my bills to pay somebody else's bills, because I'm committed to what God is doing. And he shows himself even beyond that, because once I paid their bills, he's like, now because you were obedient, let me show you what I can do. So just my nonprofit alone has increased my faith, because I'm literally pushing alone. I don't have a team. It's literally just me and God. It's me and my faith in God that is starting to, I'm starting to see everything that I prayed for manifest. And that's the exciting part about ministry. That's the exciting part about business.
Amen. Amen. You have any more questions?
Let the people know how they can get in contact with you for your services, or so if they want to be a supporter, or they have a connection that they can connect you with. Let them know how they can reach you.
Yes, ma'am. You can reach me at mmgexclusive@gmail.com. I also have a business phone number. It's 832-554-6000. 6766. That's my business phone number. You can reach me on Facebook under Minister Melvin Morrison. I'm on Instagram as Somnus Mail. That's my Instagram as Somnus Mail. You can find me on Twitter, TikTok as Somnus Mail as well. And my website will be launching for Somnus Mail as well. It's going up as somnusmail.com. That'll be up shortly. And then I am bringing back the MMG Graphics website as of Monday. And I'll start having sales on those sites as well regarding business entrepreneurship, where they can get into the classes. They'll be able to get their graphics going, website building, and registering with the state as well. So I start those sales that'll be going up as of next week.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much for coming on for our Freestyle Friday. We appreciate you so much. You know we love you, right?
I know y'all love me without a shadow of doubt.
Well, let me drop this nugget in your ear real quick, because I didn't confirm it with you. January the 6th is the first Thursday for 2022, and I want you to come on the broadcast on the Thursday to preach a word. Yeah, that's January the 6th, 2022. Yeah,
January
my first speaker. The Lord just put that on my heart, so I'm speaking it now. So I was going to tell you after, but he said tell her now. So, you know, I'm scared of him, so I'm going to be obedient. So January the 6th, 2022, y'all will hear Minister Morris giving a word on Women's Day Thursday.
Amen. I will gladly be here.
Amen, amen. You know, her and the Lord got a real good relationship. They talk all the time, so you know. So, they talk a lot. But we wanted to make sure we appreciate you so much, and we understand being on the side where it's just you. So we understand and we hear your heart. We hear your heart. We're in that same place to where we want the necessary help that God wants to send to us. We don't want to just put nobody in place because we understand when we do that, we're going to mess up the plan of God. But God will send to us what we need. And so we thank God for you. We thank God for you being here. We thank God for you being a part of our life. We thank God for whether you believe it or not, or whether you know it or not, the strength that you give to us when we are in your presence.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus.
And that's something that you don't take for granted. And the Lord wants me to let you know that that's what you do for every person that you come in contact with. You give them strength. Even though the words don't always come out of your mouth, your presence. You have the presence like the Apostle Paul. When you walk in the room, your shadow touches people. Your essence of who you are, the essence that God has put inside of you. It's just what God has in store for you. It's what's in you. Regardless of what people have said, the challenges that you have come across in your life, the words that for the hurtful words that people have said to you, to your face. But yet, you still come out of there with that smile on your face. God says, "I'm going to restore back to you that the canker worm, the palmer worm, and the caterpillar has eaten. This is your season of renewal." God God said he's going to renew everything about you. He's going to renew your relationship. He's going to renew your love. He's going to send you your Boaz. He's going to send you your Boaz. He's going to send you your Boaz. Yeah. He's going to love you for you. You ain't got to put no airs on. You ain't got to put no extra on. You ain't got to make him feel no type of way because of who you are. In God. And he's going to be a man that's in God as well. Not a man of God, but he's going to be a man in God. Because, and it won't be long. My wife just showed me to let you know it won't be long. It's closer than you think. He's in your presence already. He's closer than you think. And and the thing about it is, God is waiting for this moment right here for you to realize, because you struggle with being okay with you. You struggle with being you. God say, stop that. I made you. You're beautifully and wonderfully made. I made you. Stop struggling with that. Okay, we're going to go to commercial. Let me pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this opportunity, for this woman of God, this great weapon of warfare that you have set before us. We thank you for her being who she is. We thank you for the sharing of her knowledge to these, your people, to be elevated into their thinking about how to get their businesses going, Father God. We thank you for all that you have done. We pray today, God, that something was said that will increase these people, the people of God, for coming, increase them in their business and their opportunities. And thank you for everything that you do in and around this woman of God's life. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to let the people know how to get in contact with you all. And if y'all, she did all that. Okay, so we're going to go to a quick commercial break. We're going in the screening room. I got to finish up with you. Because of who you are.
Thank you for allowing me to see myself the way you see me. Thank you.
Oh,
Welcome back, welcome back. We hope you guys caught those nuggets that Ms. Morrison shared. Remember, you can always reach her through all her avenues if you didn't get it. You can also email me at worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com or Worldwide Gospel Connection on Facebook, and I will definitely give you her information if you didn't get it, or you can definitely rewind and go back and listen to the broadcast. Remember, iron sharpens iron. Apostle Nod here to encourage, inspire, and uplift you. You're not in this fight by yourself.
Hey, man, God bless you. Thank you guys again so much for listening in and partnering in and tuning in. You know, as always, we like to share the opportunity or the chance for you to walk into your relationship with God. You know, we know that sometimes those of all us that are listening in, the enemy try to make you feel like you're not worthy. They try to make you feel like you're not worth what God say you are worth. But we want to stop by this morning to let you know it's going to be okay. Can we just be real and honest and real this morning? You're going to be okay. You're going to be okay. We have an opportunity today to be in a better place. And with that being said, what we want to do this morning is we want to extend to you an opportunity through a relationship with Jesus Christ, and simply by you just walking into it and receiving him for who he is, receiving God for what he's doing. And in the book of Romans 10:9, it simply says, if you confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you will be saved. Very simple. It's not complex. It's not complicated. It's not difficult at all. But I promise you that relationship with him will transcend every situation and circumstance that you're in. It will give you clarity, not only in who you are, but who you are in him. Because the devil's desire is to sift you like wheat. His desire is to make you feel like you're not worthy. His desire is to make you feel like you're not good enough. But today is the day to let you know that the enemy is a lie, because he wants to open up a door and show you that there is a way out. There's no temptation known unto man that God has not made an escape for. Your depression has an escape. Your domestic violence has an escape. Your sickness has an escape. Your childhood traumas has an escape. Not being worthy has an escape. The sin, the drugs, the addiction, there is a way of an escape. The low self-esteem, there's an escape. The disappointments and letdowns, there is an escape. There's no temptation known unto man that God has not made an escape for. You would wonder why I would use that scripture, because watch this here. You're tempted. The temptation of the sin is not the thing that you're in. The temptation of the thing is you thinking that you are not worthy. You're tempted in that place. You're tempted to believe. The enemy tempts you to believe. He makes you feel like you're not worthy. That's that temptation known unto man that God has not made made an escape for, as a door. And this is that door, Romans 10:9, for you to walk out of it. Let me your hearts for a moment. Those of you all who wants to walk into your fullness of who you are, let me heart. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for these that are under the sound of our voice. God, we pray that you would move by your power and by your strength. Touch their minds, their hearts, and their bodies. God, give them to know that even in this, God, that you have made a way out. And it is through the Romans 10:9. And when I speak this, I want you to lift your hands, those of you all who wants to cross over into your newness of who God is. Romans 10:9 simply says this. It says that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, this is your opportunity. Lift your hands, that you will be saved. Thank you, Father, for saving those right now. That hands are going up right now. Thank you for it right now, Father. Thank you for every hand going up, every hand raising from the place of depression, raising from the place of sickness, raising from the place of disease, raising from the place of sin and sickness, God. We thank you for you reaching down and reaching in and pulling them safely into safety, Father, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, there are those, Lord God, that are still in a place of struggle. We pray for them now. God, we pray that you would touch their minds and their hearts. God, give them the urgency, Father, to come into the fullness of who you are and who they are in you. Let them know that even in this, God, that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think. Build and rebuild, strengthen and re-strengthen. Restore, God, them right now. God, from the crown of their heads to the soles of their very feet. And let them know, God, that even in this, God, you will do exceedingly abundantly above all they can ask or think. Let them know that there is rest and restoration in this place right now. Father God, we thank you in advance for all things being made well in their life. In the mighty and the name of Jesus, do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Remember, guys, those of you all who would like to sow into the ministry on today, you could do so by going to either one of three ways on this morning. We have our Cash App. We also have our Zelle, and we also have our PayPal to sow into the ministry on today. Please make that an opportunity to do so. The Zelle is 832-816-7933. The PayPal is paypal.me/worldwidegc. And the Cash App is $WGC2020. Again, that is PayPal. It's paypal.me/worldwidegc. The Zelle is 832-816-7997. And the Cash App is $WGC2020. Any one of those ways you can sow. Those of you all that are looking for a church home, those that are you all who are looking for, my wife needs to do three keys. I got all the head and everything.
First, get you a Bible. Get King James or NIV, get you a Bible. Two, find your church home. If you're going in physically, please mask up, sanitize your hands, and use sanitizer as well. Also, you're definitely welcome to join us on Abba House on Facebook, 10:30 on Sundays and 7:15 on Tuesday for Bible study. Three, make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is not only preaching the word, but they are walking the word. This is very critical because you surrender your life to Christ. The enemy is going to come at you full force now. One, get your Bible, King James and NIV. Two, find your church home. And three, make sure the man or woman of God is walking what they're preaching. Remember, if you need blessed oil, we still have it. You can reach us at 832-519-7646. Or you can go to Worldwide Gospel Connection on Facebook and leave a message. Or worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com. Remember, we are here. If you're in the Houston area, we will meet with you. If you're not, we will definitely mail it out to you. Remember, you're not in this fight by yourself. We hope you have a blessed and phenomenal day. Don't forget to tune in Monday for Man Up Monday. Apostle Elect has a phenomenal man of God coming on. Who is it?
Overseer Small.
Overseer Small will be on Monday. Don't forget to tune in for Man Up Monday. See you guys soon. Be blessed.
Glory, because of who you are, I give you praise, because of who